Morning, this is Eyes on 91X. We're with Steve-O from Jackass, who's in town to do comedy. It's a Great American Comedy Company. Morning, Steve-O.
Yeah, dude. Morning. Thanks for having me on, brother.
Hey, is this still cool to say that you're from Jackass, or have you kind of moved on from that?
Yeah, for sure, man. Why wouldn't I want to be from Jackass?
No, I'm saying that's legit. Hey, talk about your stand-up. You're doing stand-up now. Does that mean you're not stapling your nutsack to your leg anymore?
I have no problem with stapling my nuts to my leg, but that's not really allowed in comedy clubs, I don't think. I do a different wiener trick, though.
Oh, you do? On stage?
Yeah, you bet I do. I still do little tricks and stunts, people love that stuff. So, and my stand-up, I first started like 8 years ago almost, and I've been consistently touring, headlining comedy clubs all over for 3.5 years now.
When you do comedy clubs now, do they need any special insurance or anything? Are they leery?
They don't, man. There was in the beginning, I was like setting a lot of fires, which I enjoy doing. But I haven't been setting places on fire as much anymore. I evacuated one too many comedy clubs with fire alarms going off.
You know what? People also probably don't know about you. You went to clown college, right?
That's right, yeah. Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Clown College.
Weren't you telling me that it's harder to get into Clown College than it is to get into Harvard or something?
It was, yeah. That's how I understand it, that based on the number of applicants versus how many people get in, it was statistically harder to get into Clown College than Harvard. And I was going to Clown College just so proud of myself, while my cousin was going to mortician school. And our mothers were intensely debating whose son was a bigger loser.
That's awesome. You're part of the 1%. Now that you're sober, do you ever cringe watching old footage of doing those insane stunts when you were a Jackass? And were you high when you did all that stuff?
Jackass wasn't as fueled by drugs and alcohol. I mean, we would certainly get loaded as soon as the cameras stopped rolling. But if ever anybody showed up to the set, like really visibly loaded... hangovers were okay, but really being loaded on camera was kind of frowned upon because that wasn't really the spirit of what we did. And I wouldn't say that I ever did any crazy stunts or anything like that because I was drunk or high. I just did it because I'm an attention whore. And, you take away the drugs and alcohol, and I am still an attention whore, which is why I'm so fond of doing stand-up comedy. And, just to go back to my shows this weekend at the American Comedy Company, I am a shameless son of a bitch, man. I'm rigorously honest. So when I'm telling stories and such, like really juicy, messed up stories, 100% that those stories are true and they happened exactly the way that I'm saying. And I just love being shameless and sort of saying things that I shouldn't giving it everything I got, man. I really have a good time doing it. It's going to be a great weekend.
All right. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Great American Comedy Company. Steve-O, have a great time, but this is not a good week to start any fires, man.
Not a good week to start fires, I know. I'm going to go ahead and stick with the world's greatest bar trick. I'm bringing it to the American Comedy Company this weekend. So right there, man, I'm going to teach everybody how to get drunk for free for the rest of their life.
I'll be there, man. We'll see you this weekend.
Hey, man, thanks so much for a great interview, brother.